With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Dozens of species of fish thrive in the cold waters of Lake Superior. It's the last remaining Great Lake where native species haven't been outpopulated by invasive ones. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a biologist about the changing landscape.
Thomas Hrabek has spent a lot of time in the last three decades out on Lake Superior studying the fish.
I don't even remember how many research cruises under my belt.
The University of Minnesota Duluth biology professor has studied all manner of fish on the largest of the Great Lakes. Some of his favorites are the ones you only find in depths greater than 300 feet, like the kayai.
They're the deepest water whitefish in the lake, or cisco species in the lake. And they were just fascinating to me because they have a huge eye relative to the size of their head. Their fins are really large in proportion to their body size. They're just really unique.
Hrabek calls them the epitome of Lake Superior because of how well it's adapted to the large, dark, cold conditions of the lake. They're so adapted to those conditions that they actively seek them out, going to deeper depths during the day to avoid any lights.
They move vertically daily. So these fish are moving 600-700 feet in the span of an hour to come up at night to, let's say, 60 to 80 feet deep. They feed for a few hours, and then right before dawn, they start to go back down.
Hrabek is fascinated by the kayai, one of the few fish species adapted to live in such conditions. But he's also concerned for them and other cold water species that are native to Lake Superior. Lake Superior is one of the fastest warming lakes in the world. Ice cover has been decreasing significantly over the years. These changes will make it harder for species that need the cold and ice to survive.
As that changes, then the species that are more adapted to warmer conditions are going to do much better and probably displace some of the native cold water fish.
It's one of the main messages Hrabek hopes people will take away from his upcoming Science on Tap Minocqua Talk. He'll be talking about Lake Superior fish this Thursday at Rocky Reef Brewing Company in Woodruff. It starts at 6:30 and can also be streamed online. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A Park Falls man receives a life sentence for shooting a woman to death in April. 50-year-old Christopher Dyer pleaded guilty to first-degree intentional homicide in Price County Circuit Court last week. A judge imposed a mandatory life sentence in the death, but will allow Dyer to apply for release on extended supervision after he serves the first 30 years of his sentence. Dyer pled guilty to shooting a woman in Park Falls on April 13th. Shortly after 4 p.m. that afternoon, Park Falls police got a report of shots fired near the 600 block of 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Officers found the woman dead with multiple gunshot wounds. Dyer had fled the scene but was later captured. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has selected a new leader for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Evers announced last week that he has appointed Karen Huhn as the agency's secretary. The position has been vacant since Adam Payne quit in early November of 2023 after just 10 months on the job. Tensions between the DNR and Republican legislators have run high since Evers first took office in 2019. The GOP has criticized the agency for everything from overregulating pollution to buying too much land for preservation. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said in a statement that Republicans look forward to meeting with Huhn, but offered no hints on whether she would be confirmed. Huhn can serve without confirmation unless the Senate votes to reject her. The United States has a national mammal, tree, and flower. The status of America's most treasured bird wasn't always so clear, officially or ecologically, until now, as the bald eagle has been formally named the national bird. Simone Perez shares a remarkable recovery story.
More than 50 years ago, pesticide use had decimated bald eagle populations. Researchers recorded the lowest number of nesting pairs in 1963, at just 417. Amy Delich with Defenders of Wildlife says pesticides like DDT work their way up the food chain in a process known as biomagnification.
A species like a bald eagle, which eats a lot of fish, they are essentially getting a dose from everything that those fish have eaten in their lifetimes. So that biomagnification is why these pesticide issues show up worst in some of the top of the food chain animals, like bald eagles.
Delitzsch says pesticides interfered with the bald eagle's calcium levels, which caused eggshells to be weak and less likely to hatch. The federal government banned the use of DDT in 1972, but a conservation law brought the bald eagle back from the brink. In 1973, Congress passed the Endangered Species Act, and ever since, bald eagles have made major rebounds. I'm Simone Perez.
After gathering with friends and family over the holidays, you may have received more than presents. Respiratory illnesses circulate a lot this time of year. Flu, COVID, and the common cold all share similar symptoms but can need different treatments. With more patients seeking care during this time, Aspirus Health wants to make sure they know their care options. Aspirus family medicine physician Dr. Alex Traycarton says for mild symptoms such as a running nose or low fever, self-care at home is often sufficient. If you need to see a medical provider, start by seeing if your primary care office has availability. Otherwise, a walk-in clinic or urgent care is an option.
You could also consider using an e-visit. So an e-visit is an asynchronous visit where a patient is answering some questions at home, submitting those for review by a licensed healthcare provider, who then gets back to them with an answer, either to treat their condition or recommend that they be seen in person.
Emergency departments are for serious life-threatening conditions such as chest pain, severe difficulty breathing, or serious injuries.
If too many people who do not have medical emergencies go to the emergency department, then it slows down care for everybody. So if you're experiencing respiratory symptoms and you're unsure whether you should go to the emergency department or not, you can consider calling our nurse triage line, who can help direct you to the best venue for your care.
There are vaccines available for the flu, COVID, and RSV. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.